This is a piece about need, written by Mudcree, read by Girl on the Net. It's grey outside, a little overcast, rain. It makes the room muted, ruddy, almost like sepia. I think I must look like I'd disappear too in the drab, seasoned colour. But I don't want to. I want to stand out, be bright and light up. Light up for you. I shuffle a little on my feet, my shoes discarded at the door, along with my coat and hat and what's left of my mind. But I don't care. My heart and body are here, slowly swaying to the beat of you like you're the Pied Piper. Mischievous, with a twinkle in your eye, I would follow you anywhere. I wouldn't even think too hard about it. For now, my following in complete abandonment down this path is enough, and it's what I want, what I crave, what I need. The nervous energy is almost too much to take, the air already charged with need and desire. I can't imagine what the musk of skin and sex are going to do to me shortly. I could become addicted to it, overwhelmed and needy for it. But fuck, if that wouldn't be exactly what fills me up and makes me more me. Stop thinking. Your voice bursting my insular bubble. I smile. Okay. Stop, and I'll give you everything you've desired in that pretty little head of yours. Is this really real? I'm a grown woman. Is this happening? Does this happen to grown women? I don't know. But I surely want to find out. I want to find out with you. And that's the part that makes me gleeful, hot, prickly. Looking at you, there's a flush high on your cheekbones. I must look like a cherry. My cheeks feel aflame, and you haven't even kissed me yet. On instinct, I move towards you and clasp your hands in mine, thinking, be bold, ask for it. Everything, I say. Then please show me. Will you show me? There's a moment before I surrender to this dance and you wink and your mouth covers mine. Needy and greedy, your mouth moves across my own, making my lips damp and warm. I moan and your grip tightens around my waist. Your other delves into my hair, holding me, moulding me against your wicked mouth. I want to be owned by you. It feels so good when your tongue meets mine, licking wickedly at the roof of my mouth. I could cry. Oh yes, everything. And I'll do anything. Breaking the kiss, you move along my jaw. Crane my neck back with the fist still knotted in my hair to gain access to my throat. I have goosebumps all over and my breathing sounds foreign, ragged. Your tongue circles a damp spot on the juncture where my collarbone meets the upper swell of my breast. Then you blow on it. I shiver. You're a good girl, you say. Now turn around. Mindless, I do as you want. Your hand rests on the small of my back and I can feel you breathe against my ear. Now walk. We're going to go upstairs. My feet carry me of their own volition. Put your hands over your head. You lean forward and whisper in my ear. Fucking you is a risk. Any number of things can happen. But I'm going to do it because I can't help myself. You pull away, holding my stare, then say, now. Lower your hands. Take your dress off and sit on the bed. I do it. My dress is gone, lost to the floor. I scurry to sit on the bed, compliant, eager for more. I look down at myself and I know what you see. I work to try and conceal, age or softness or what's inside me. I don't know. My tummy isn't flat. But you invade my worry. Stop thinking. Focus just on me. You're beautiful just as you are. I let a deep breath out, one I've clearly been holding on to far too long. Open. Instinctively, I know what you mean. My legs part and I rest my hands, now sweaty, clammy, I can't tell, on my upper thighs. You come to rest on your knees in front of me. I'm going to tie your hands in front of you now with a stocking. Say stop if you need me to stop. You smile. Now what do you say? Please, I respond. Please tie my hands. Make me yours. A quick kiss on my mouth precedes a good girl. Lazily, you unhook my garter and take off a stocking. Am I shivering? I am. But not because I'm cold, because I'm excited. You're excited. It's all, yes, very exciting. With arms raised, you tie my wrists together and stand again. Eyes wide and everything else open, I'm ready. You drop your trousers, your boxers, and your cock juts out at my eye level. You are hard and weeping. My mouth waters. Stepping between me again, you whisper, I'm going to be a bit rough with you, but that's what you want. I nod in acknowledgement. Suck. I lean forward and trace the tip of you with my tongue. Lave the underside of your cock, lap your pre-cum before taking all of you into my mouth. I take more into my mouth and your hand comes up around my neck, threading into my hair, holding me, not hard but not soft, and like reading my mind, you apply the smallest amount of pressure against my neck, pushing me into you. I groan and whimper around you. More, you breathe. I whimper again. Relax. You're so fucking perfect right now. So fucking good. The order and the praise. It feels like magic and I relax, working to take you deeper than I thought I could. Your hands cup my head and you slowly ease out and then ease back in, and all I can do is breathe and listen to you. The surrender of it. Yeah, magic. You're so beautiful. It goes on and on while you fuck my mouth and croon soft praise above me. Until it doesn't. Enough, you croak out. I look up at you. Your hand twists in my hair and I know I must look flushed, my mouth swollen. But I feel free, happy. Your hands hook under my shoulders and I stand. You kiss me boldly, your mouth harsh against my soft lips. Pulling away, you turn my back to you. You unclasp my bra and before I can voice anything, you whisper against my ear, knees on the bed, face down. Cheekily, I want to fight a bit. But before I have the chance to voice anything, without warning, I'm rewarded. Is it a reward? With a smack to my bottom. Not a gentle smack, a real one. I should recoil, hate it, get furious. Instead, I say, again. Your hand spanks me, bold and hard. This is going to feel even better when my panties come off. You sink onto the bed behind me and your arm snakes around my torso, pulling me slightly against you, bowing us. With your other arm, you push my hair aside and kiss the back of my neck. I break out in a low-level sweat. The kisses are gentle and delicate and fashion a path down my back until I can hear myself openly panting. Then, as you move to stand again, A swift spank and my panties are pulled off my hips to my bent knees. I try to lift to shimmy them further. Leave them. I still. Exposed like this, there is nowhere for me to hide. I'm bound. I want to be, but I'm still self-conscious. Sensing my thoughts have invaded my focus, you push my legs wider and you've positioned me on the edge of the bed. I can feel the fan of your breath against my thighs. You say, "Your cunt looks so soft and warm. I'm going to taste you this way." And without further preamble, one hand grips my hip, the other a thigh, keeping me wide for your mouth. Somehow you're able to rock me, sway me somehow like this, just back and forth across your tongue, licking me. My arms ache a little above my head. I can't angle to move much, but you continue your ruthless yet lazy foray over me. Your mouth against me, telling me how wet I am, how good I taste, how much you like, how much you know I like. Your fingers grip uncomfortably into my flesh. I'll have bruises. I don't care. I'm shaking. The heat, the whispering, the kissing, the press of tongue against my clit. I'm full-blown sweating now. I push back against your mouth and just let go. I have to let go. My body is not my own, but I need, oh, how I need, more heat, more wet, more. I bury my head into the cover and let out a scream. And as I do, a crack echoes across my backside, pushing more spasms out of me. I can hear faint crooning. "Good girl. You like that? You taste like candy. And then you want to get fucked now?" "Yes, yes, now, please, please." If you enjoyed this, you can find more of Mudkri's incredible work at mudkri.ca, that's mudkri.ca, or head to the free audio porn page to find more hot stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.